KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Friday, July 31st, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. And first up, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game reports mixed fishing conditions across the southern Kenai Peninsula. Freshwater fishing remains slow, with low numbers of Dolly Varden and no significant coho salmon runs yet in roadside streams. Anglers can expect salmon to begin arriving in upstream sections starting August 1st. At Chinaput Creek, personal use dip netters continue to report good success, with most reaching their sockeye limits, although the run is expected to slow over the next week. Saltwater halibut fishing remains good in Kachemak Bay, Cook Inlet, and along the outer coast. Lingcod fishing is expected to be fair to good when weather allows access offshore. Coho fishing at the Nick Dudiak Fishing Lagoon has been slow to fair, while snagging for sockeye at Tutka Lagoon and Chinaput has been productive. EDF&G says fishing conditions are improving in Seward and Resurrection Bay area. With the first coho salmon beginning to arrive in freshwater streams, fishing remains slow for now, but anglers can expect better coho action later in August. Dolly Varden and rainbow trout are becoming more active in area streams. Saltwater halibut fishing continues to be good outside Resurrection Bay, with anglers reporting above-average fish. Lingcod fishing also remains productive in outside waters, while black rockfish and Pacific cod are providing excellent opportunities near the entrance to the bay. Coho salmon fishing in Resurrection Bay remains fair, although catches have slowed slightly this week. King salmon fishing continues to be spotty. Excellent sockeye salmon fishing is reported on the northern Kenai Peninsula. Anglers on the Kasilof River are regularly catching limits, while larger schools of late-run sockeye have arrived in the Kenai River from Skilak Lake downstream to Soldotna. Trout fishing also remains good on the Kenai and Russian Rivers. The Kenai River personal use dipnet fishery closes at 11:59 p.m. tonight, while the Kasilof River personal use dipnet fishery remains open through August 7th. Saltwater shoreline fishing has been viable, but anglers continue to report good catches of halibut and other species. Local lakes also offer opportunities for lake trout, rainbow trout, and other freshwater fish. Anglers are reminded that the Kenai River remains closed to king salmon fishing through August 15 to protect returning fish. Current emergency orders include reduced rockfish limits in the North Gulf Coast area. Be sure to check current emergency orders and regulations from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game before heading out. The Homer City Council Monday awarded a $369,000 contract to Respec Engineering Services Company to design repairs for flood damage at the Homer Municipal Airport Terminal building. A waterline break adjacent to the terminal on March 22nd caused significant damage to both the interior and exterior of the building. The city has already spent $100,000 on its insurance deductible for repairs and hired Respec earlier this year to assess the structural damage, including a study that found voids beneath the building's concrete slab. Public Works officials say they are also investigating separate damage to a fire hydrant and water line outside the terminal, which the city would be responsible for repairing. And last up, Homer Public Library will have closure days next week while contractors upgrade the group meeting room at the front entrance of the library. Emily Springer spoke with Library Director Dave Barry about what the upgrade will entail.
From Tuesday, August 4th to Saturday, August 8th, Homer Public Library will be closed for an upgrade when contractors will install a new security grille at the front entrance of the library in order to make the library's meeting room accessible outside of library hours. Library Director Dave Barry provided additional comments on services that will be available when the library is closed.
The fire marshal has said that, we can't have the public coming in and out while it's under construction. So we're going to be closed. The building will be closed from August 4th through 8th. We will still have library services running. Staff will still be here. The Wi-Fi will still be on outside. People can still check stuff out through curbside pickup. And if they have any questions about that, they can call us.
Barry also provided details on what the upgrade will provide for the community.
There's a lot of community groups that like to meet in there. There are some that meet on a regular basis, weekly or monthly. But there's a lot of adult groups in particular would like to meet in evening after work hours. But we're hoping to be able to expand access this way.
He explained how the after-hours room registration will work. First, you have to fill out a reservation form the same way that you do now, and staff will approve that.
Then you have to have a representative of the group here in the building at closing time. And library staff will lock the outside door of the building, they'll lock the security grill, and they'll leave you sitting in the meeting room. And then you let your people in, you have your meeting, and when you leave at the end of the day, you make sure that that outside door is latched. And that's it, the building is closed.
The intention to have the external room available for rent was part of the original building plan, according to Barry, but was left out due to costs in 2004.
So yeah, we've kind of been building up to it for 20 years, and after about 3 years or so of hard work, we're almost ready to install.
The library can be reached at 907-235-3180 if people have questions about the closure hours. The building will reopen on Monday, August 10th, and more details are also available on the library website through the City of Homer. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. Coming up tonight on KBBI at 7 p.m. is Faking Friday, with hosted by David Snyder, and at 9 p.m. is Blues Etc. with J.O. Also, KBBI is holding a new membership drive next Thursday and Friday. More information can be found at kbbi.org. Thank you for supporting your public radio station. Also, KBBI is still accepting submissions for art for this year's Members Mug. You can find the rules and a template at kbbi.org. Taking a look at the weather forecast for tonight, mostly clear skies and a low around 48 degrees with west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour becoming light and variable after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 20 miles per hour. Then Saturday, partly sunny skies and a high near 63 degrees. Light and variable wind becoming west 10 to 15 miles per hour in the morning. Winds could gust as high as 20 miles per hour. And for Seward tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low around 51 degrees with south wind at around 5 miles per hour becoming calm in the evening. For Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 68 degrees with north wind around 5 miles per hour becoming calm in the morning. Listening, and good evening.